So the Heilige Mishnah Vayitra Masechtes Bikurim, as explained, some say it's not really a Mishnah, it's a Beraisa or Tesefta, but Klal Yisrael made it part of Mishnayos. It's similar to the sixth Perek in Masechtes Amos, which is also Beraisa, but it's like part of the Mishnayos. Zak the Heilige Mishnah Vayitra Masechtes Bikurim Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph. Tanya. Now we know in the Gemara, whenever it says Tanya, that means the beginning of a Beraisa, and Tanan is a Mishnah. Beraisa is also the words of Tannaim. The word Beraisa comes from the word Bera. Bera means on the outside. In Aramish, Gavoy means on the inside, Bera means on the outside. It was never officially included in the Mishnah. So Beinu HaKadosh did not write it in the Shisha Sidri Mishnah. But, for example, Rav Chiya and Rav Ishiya used to collect Beraisas. Those Beraisas have a little bit more of a Cheshivas. And of course, throughout Gemara, we ask Kashas and Amiroyim from Beraisas. Okay, let's begin. Tanya. Androgynous. Androgynous is a person. We don't know if he's a Zachar or a Nekeva. Zakta Mishnah. So, lehalacha yesh bedrachim shava l'anashim. In regard to some halachas, we're going to say he's like a man, v'yesh bedrachim, in regard to a different halacha, shava l'anashim. It's going to be daimed to women. V'yesh bedrachim, there are going to be some halachas that shava l'anashim v'l'anashim, that we're going to have the chumras of both, and v'yesh bedrachim, where ain't a shava, he won't have the same halacha, loy l'anashim v'loy l'anashim. Not like men and not like women. The following beraises are going to explain.